Bear Lake cutthroat trout eggs are primarily used just for Bear Lake. We're dispelling a big myth next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Only a few hundred Bear Lake cutthroat trout eggs are used from the lake to provide young for Strawberry and Schofield Reservoir. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources tells us why.
Well, actually, we just collect them for Bear Lake, and that's an agreement we have set up for years and years with Idaho Department of Fish and Game, that any of the eggs that we take from Bear Lake have to come back to Bear Lake, with the exception of a few hundred eggs that we use to create a hatchery brood stock. Now, that hatchery brood stock are the eggs that we collect eggs from the brood stock after about 4 or 5 years in the hatchery, and those are the ones that are used to stock reservoirs like Strawberry Reservoir, Schofield Reservoir, where we have Bear Lake cutthroat trout. But all the wild eggs that we collect at Swan Creek come right back to Bear Lake directly. So you just have to be patient at Bear Lake because fish grow slower, they live longer, and so when we do a habitat project, it might have to be 6 or 7 years before we start seeing the results, or the anglers start seeing the results as far as more fish out in the lake. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. And so people always wonder why we are stocking Bear Lake cutthroat trout in Strawberry or Schofield or any of the other waters that we use them in. And they're saying, well, you're taking them out of Bear Lake. Well, not really. All those eggs are from the brood stock, and the brood stock was developed from Bear Lake. But all the wild eggs that we collect here at Bear Lake come right back to Bear Lake. So I want to make that clear so people understand that. I get a lot of questions on that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.